Tootsie Don is a driven, self-determined, seemingly effortlessly talented rapper, singer, songwriter with big dreams and the guts to back them up. She's been nominated for the New Talent of the Year Award at this year's NEMAs. I had the fortune of sitting down with her over a great distance a week before the awards ceremony. And I started out by asking her how it felt to have just released her single, Kicking Down the Doors.
I'm kicking down the doors. Here to get mine, I ensure. I'll have it all, I'm on my way, I assure.
Oh, it feels good, you know. I wrote Kicking Down the Doors during lockdown in Sydney. So I think at that point I literally wanted to kick down the doors. but it feels good to finally be out there again and, you know, sharing my music and doing what I love.
So you gave us some insight there into what you were kicking down the doors to, the outside by the sound of it. Is there anything else? What else were you kicking down the doors to in this track?
Well, basically not limiting myself, just pushing through all hardships and, yeah, pretty much going hard, not taking no for an answer and just going hard for where I want to be.
Okay, so you've been nominated in the New Talent category or New Talent of the Year category in the NEMAs. I'll come back to that in a moment. But first, I just want to ask you a few things about your journey up until now. How would you describe your relationship and your journey with music and performance?
Well, I've been writing music since about 2018. So it's a funny story, you know, like I grew up listening to music. I loved it, but I never, you know, thought that I wanted to do it or that I could do it. So it's a funny story. My ex, or should I say my why, why the hell did I date? No, gammon. He's good. We're good. But he used to write music, and one day he asked me if I asked me to write a verse. So I tried it out, and after that I was like, I love this. And I started to write more. I started to really connect to it, and I just stuck with it.
So clearly the lyrics you write, do you create the music that goes with it as well?
I actually buy beats online. I write all of my own lyrics, but my beats, I'm always researching new producers and trying to find new sounds and really test myself to move to different genres as well. I don't like to be limited.
So in that sense, you are greatly involved in the production by the sound of it. You're selecting the beats, the stings, that kind of thing. Are you involved in that production at the kind of final level of things before you release a track?
Yes, definitely. I know how I want my music to sound. I'm very much in touch with my engineer once I'm getting it mixed and mastered and that. So, yes, I'm very much involved in that. I'm very particular and specific with how I like my sound.
I'm kicking down the doors.
I'm going to talk about a couple of your tracks now. In GTFO, I think, was that your last single before Kicking Down the Doors?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so there's a line in there about you being raised to be a boss. Can you talk about that a bit? What does it mean for you?
Well, my mum has always, you know, she's always been my number one supporter and motivator. You know, she's always told me, you know, never settle for less and, you know, go hard for what you believe in. She's a strong woman. So she raised a strong woman and she raised a boss pretty much. It's all my music. My mum is very much one of my, what is it? Oh, what's the word I'm looking for now? Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah. I can identify with that so strongly. yeah, and it just comes across so, you know, you are such a strong figure, and I've been really just blown away by what I've seen in your YouTube videos and, yeah, your work generally. Now, you do refer to dealing with overcoming adversity quite a bit. Do you feel comfortable to share a bit of what you've had to face?
In regards to where I've grown up, it's a small town. So as you can imagine, there's not many opportunities or that sort of thing. So basically I've had to fight for opportunities all my life. I've had to fight for my place, you know, growing up in Darwin. You know, everybody knows too, it's growing up in Darwin, you got to be one tough person. It's crazy here, but, you know, it's made me who I am and made me strong, and it made me go hard for what I want. You know, nothing comes easy.
Speaking of that, you have given us some insight already, you know, your mother's influence. But aside from that, how do you maintain that resilience that you have? Does it come naturally to you? You just said it's not easy. Do you have to discipline yourself? How do you stay strong?
Well, yeah, you know, disciplining myself. There are times where I'm down, you know, not every day is a good day. But, you know, it's about reminding yourself, you know, what you've come through, how you've rise back up. You know, it's not about the my mum always says as well, it's not about if you fall down, it's about if you get back up, you know. So it's, you know, overcoming hardships and just pushing forward. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Hand in hand with resilience goes that self-reliance that you talk about a bit, and independence. It comes in through all of your tracks, well, the ones I've heard anyway. There's a line in Gimme Gimme that goes, when did effing sugar daddies become income? I love that. It's like there's so many lines in that track that could act as really, like, just really pithy, really quick wake-up calls to some people if they're kind of, you know, being a bit dependent or whatever. Do you deliberately focus on encouraging women to be independent?
Not just for women, for all young people that are, you know, growing up trying to figure out what they want to do in their lives, you know. I'd like to encourage the younger generation that, you know, as I say, only you can get yourself to the top. Try not to rely on other people, and, you know, you can get yourself there. With determination and hard work.
Where are you trying to get to? You talk about money a bit. Is that really your end goal, or is that just kind of a...
Well, no, the money is a good thing, yeah, but it's more about never working a day in your life because you love what you do. That's my vision, you see?
I'm kicking down the doors.
Hey, when you started out performing, this is obviously, we've never met before, so I'm just going on what I've found on the net, right, the web. But it looks like you started off calling yourself Lil Kootsie. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And about a year ago, you changed to Kootsie Dawn. What's that change been about for you?
Well, you know, when I initially started rapping, it was more of a hobby and I was having fun with it, and it's a funny story because my name is, it's my nickname from my grandparents. So we were all sitting around, me and my family thought, oh, it'd be funny if it was Lil Kootsie, you know, and was laughing about it, and then it just stuck. And then from there, you know, as I started to, over the years, I started to realize that I want to, you know, take this seriously, I want to make this a career. So I kind of went through a few things and I realized I wanted to change my name and stick with that.
How's it? How's it feeling for you? Does it feel like it fits you just like a glove kind of thing?
Yeah, 100%. It's strong. It's me.
I'm kicking down the doors.
All right, just a few more questions. You've been away from home for a while, is that right?
Yes. So I moved from Darwin to Sydney in 2018. Or 2019, actually.
Are you just back for the NEMAs, back on Larrakia country, or are you staying around for a while, do you think?
Well, no, initially I came here to see my old people, and once I was here, I found out about the NEMAs being here and my nomination as well, so it all just worked out.
How does it feel being here? Yeah, how does it feel being back for you?
Oh, it feels good, you know. It's like a spiritual recharge, you know?
Yeah.
Coming home, just like, I love Sydney, but it's always good to come back home as well, you know, see my family and just be connected to country.
And have you, like, what would you say about how you've grown in your time away?
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot over the past few years that I've moved away. But also growing up in Darwin has taught me a lot on, you know, basically living in Sydney, there's a lot of opportunities. And I've learned, you know, from growing up in Darwin, you never take an opportunity for granted. And you just still go hard regardless of, you know, you've never won, it's not there, you've still got to push hard.
Now, speaking of winning, you've won at least one award before, haven't you?
Yes, I won a bump award.
What's that? Now, for some reason at this point, the line went a bit funny between Kutsi and me, so I just need to let you know what Kutsi said is that Bump is the National Indigenous Community Hip Hop Music Awards, and she won Best New Talent in 2021. Okay, back to her story now. And what are you most looking forward to about the NEMAs?
Oh, wow, just being able to be around these amazing artists, you know, the other artists that were nominated also. Just be able to share the same space with them, and, you know, I'm inspired, and yeah, I can't wait. It's exciting.
It's so close, isn't it? I can just feel the energy from here all the way down here. What would you most like to be asked in an interview?
What would I like to be asked in an interview?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, not really, no. Like, I've just had a passion for making music, and I've never thought about, you know, interviews and that sort of stuff. I've just been passionate about music.
Yeah, driven
to
do that.
I'm new to this stuff, you know.
Oh, well, there are so many interviews ahead of you, Kutsi, and I'm really excited for you. I really, really thank you for your time today. How can people find your music?
I'm on all streaming platforms, so yes. Also, on my social media pages, you'll find the links to where my music is. So my Instagram is Kutsi Don, as well as my Facebook page.
It has been, for me, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for taking the time to sit down with us at Dusty Radio, and all the best with the National Indigenous Music Awards.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kutsi. And good luck, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Language warning.
I'm kicking down the doors. Here to get mine, I ensure. I'll have it all, I'm on my way, I assure. Yeah, I'm kicking down the doors. Here to get mine, I ensure. These bitches all up in my business, you should worry about yours. I'll have it all, I'm on my way, I assure. These bitches think they're fucking with me, but they're so insecure. Sit back and watch me do my thing and applaud. I'm moving at a different pace now. I'm aware of who I keep in my space. If they don't celebrate your wins, you know they silently hate. I've learned from my mistakes, so I keep my cards close to my chest. So then they tell them what's next. I do more and say less, it's the way of success. I'm dedicated and focused, a promising young queen. It's meant for me, these beats, I bring the flavor to the scene. I bring that real shit back, I'm what the rap game needs. A boss bitch on these tracks, I am the one. You're in the presence of greatness, you better recognize. I'm a small package size, but my ego and my presence show you otherwise. You can see it in my eyes, I wish a motherfucker would try fucking with me. Catch you sliding, I'ma see you. doors. I'm kicking down the doors. I made it out of the storm. I'm here to take what is mine. I can't be patient no more. I'm moving at a different pace now. I'm aware of who I keep in my space. If they don't celebrate your wins, you know they silently hate. I do the shit for my team. These young kids growing up with a dream. I do the shit for me. I'm kicking down the doors. I'm kicking down the doors. I made it out of the storm. I'm here to take what is mine. I can't be patient no more. I'm moving at a different pace now. I'm aware of who I keep in my space. If they